Nazi. He was no one reborn, and he died in a garden bin on Corleone. By the time he was 40, he had the world at his feet. He bought a tropical island, lived in Tahiti.
You're listening to The Mixtape. I'm Nick Bollinger, and the track we've just heard is No One Was Bigger Than Brando, from the album Bigger Than Brando, by the band Kokomo, the Tauranga-based blues and roots group who recently celebrated their 25th anniversary. And here to compile this week's mixtape and to talk with us about his selections is Kokomo's founder, singer, guitarist and songwriter, Derek Jacobs. Welcome, Derek, and thanks for coming in.
Good afternoon, Nick.
25 years, a quarter of a century of Kokomo. Now, I know the band's evolved in that time from its beginnings as essentially a band playing acoustic, rural-style blues, to a band that boasts a predominantly original repertoire of songs, mostly your own, that have the blues as a kind of foundation, but they also take in all sorts of other influences as well. In fact, I'm hoping that your selection today is going to reveal some of those influences to us. But to go back to the beginning, how did Kokomo come about?
I'd been in a big band in Tauranga, a band called The Disturbance. And by big, I mean it was an eight-piece band. Richie Pickett was in the band as well. And Grant Winterburn, who's now quite a prominent keyboard player in Auckland, and Damien Forlong, who leads Shaken Not Stirred in Wellington. So it was a large and uncomfortable band. And after the egos finally clashed too many times and it fell apart, I wanted something much, much simpler. So got together with a harmonica player who I knew, Grant Bulow. And coincidentally, his brother was laid off work not long after that and was a bass player. And we just started playing old blues, just the three of us, and found out that we seemed to fit well together. And about 6 months later, we hit the road, and the rest is 25 years of playing music.
Where did your interest in blues come from?
The first blues I think I heard was Lightnin' Hopkins. When I was about 14 or 15, I bought a Lightnin' Hopkins record, I think because the cover looked cool. I can't remember now, but he looked like nobody I'd ever seen on the cover.
Where were you? Where were you at the time?
That was in England then. Yeah, we were sort of kind of gypsies. My parents lived all around the world, but I grew up mainly in England. And heard Lightnin' Hopkins, and that sort of set me on a path to the blues. What I almost always enjoyed most about the blues, there was the very early stuff, the sort of 1920s and 30s, when it wasn't as formatted. As the blues went on, it became a sort of 12-bar structure and a very, I was going to say limiting, but that's probably the wrong word, a more limited thing. But if you listen to the early recordings, they were so weird and wild and wonderful. And I still enjoy that probably as much as any type of music.
Your first selection is a blues recording from the 1920s, from those earliest days of blues recordings. And, yeah, it's a wild and wonderful piece.
It's Tommy Johnson, the great Tommy Johnson. He's the Johnson who's more obscure than Robert. He only recorded, I think, 27 sides, though I did hear they discovered a new one last year. So he recorded very few songs. He drank himself to death. He was a wonderful guitar player. In fact, his style, if you listen to any guitarists who come out of Jackson, Mississippi, they've probably got a bit of Tommy Johnson style in them. And his singing was unlike the others. He had a much more relaxed vocal approach. He had a fantastic falsetto. The story is that he stopped recording because the Mississippi Sheiks recorded a song which was basically ripped off from him. And to get around any difficulties, they offered him, and the story goes, they offered him $12 not to record again. And he didn't. His last sides were in the early 30s, and he didn't die till the mid-50s, but he never recorded again after that. Whether the story's in any way true, I have no idea. But, yeah, sad loss for the world of music.
Let's hear Tommy Johnson.
I thought, yeah, you gave me just so little. out at full bottom. Jimmy gets old. I thought, and she gave me gasoline. Lord, good Lordy, Lord. Cry, Lord, I run home, but I ain't walking get back home. Cry, Lord, that I ever get back home. Lord, Lordy, Lord. I went to the devil, looked up on the boat. I look, it is the boat, train bed go. He's dodging your barrel, blowing his smoke on you. He's dodging you. Lord, smoke on you, Lord, good Lordy, Lord. Lord, I had a conductor, could I ride a blood? You want to know, you're a good man, ride a blood. Son, by your by your caught it training, none of mine. Done by your ticket, training, none of mine. Done by your training, none of my Lord, Lordy, Lord. Training, none of my.
Extraordinary. Tommy Johnson, Cool Drink of Water Blues. And there's a kind of yodeling thing that he does there, which actually you hear in country music from that same period. Do you know if one came from the other or what the connection is?
I suspect they existed side by side. We feel there's a big divide now between the sort of the black artists who are playing blues then and the white artists who are playing country, but I suspect that's completely artificial. It's just that black artists were recorded specifically to be sold to black consumers. It was the race records, they called them. So they wanted them to record blues. They'd only let them record blues. But there are stories of a lot of those blues players playing far, far wider repertoires, which I'm sure included country and jazz. There are stories of Robert Johnson playing My Blue Heaven and songs like that.
I wish we had recordings of that.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful?
Well, at the time that Kokomo set out from Tauranga, what else was in the air? I mean, was it a viable choice to play blues at that time?
Oh no, it was complete madness. I looking back, I've no idea what we were thinking. It was just that we liked playing that music, and we were naive and inexperienced enough to imagine that if we travelled around the country, people would want to listen to it. And it actually proved quite right, though I suspect it was more our enthusiasm that that got it across than anything else.
And travel was an essential part of that, because I was thinking Tauranga is you know, not the obvious place to base yourself if you're going to be a working band. I mean, that you know, you would have played to the whole town quite quickly if you just chose to play
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's one problem with Tauranga, but it is close to lots of places, so it's not a bad place to travel to other places from. And in the early days, we were playing up to 200 gigs a year for the first sort of 5 years, so we really got all over.
Blues fans are sometimes known for a kind of tunnel vision, or whatever the oral equivalent of that is, tunnel hearing maybe.
Yes.
But your listening is obviously wide-ranging, and I think your next selection shows this. It's a track by Smog from this artist's 2005 album, A River Ain't Too Much to Love. Now, tell us about Smog.
Smog's actually a guy called Bill Callahan, who's a singer-songwriter out of America, very lo-fi, very simple in his musical approach. What his first recordings are quite challenging because they weren't awfully well recorded, but by this stage they sounded lovely. What I love about his music is his pauses. He uses pauses in his songwriting better than anyone I know, and to the extent where you listen harder because you want to know what the next word's going to be. There are really long gaps before important words. And it builds a wonderful tension, but he also has a combination of irony and wisdom, which is very appealing.
I love my mother. I love my father. I love my sisters too. I bought this guitar to pledge my love, to pledge my love to you. And I owe it all to you. I am a rock bottom riser, and I owe it all. I saw a gold ring at the bottom of the river, glinting at my foolish heart. Oh, my foolish heart had to go diving, 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 diving into the murk. And from the bottom of the river, I looked up for the sun, which had shattered in the water, and the pieces were raining down like gold rings that passed through my hands. As I thrashed and I grabbed, I started rising, rising, rising. I left my mother, I left my father, I left my sisters too. I left them standing on the banks they pulled me out of this mighty, mighty, mighty river. I am a rock bottom riser. I owe it all to you. I am a rock bottom riser, and I owe it all to you. I love my mother, I love my father, I love my sisters too. I bought this guitar to pledge my love, to pledge my love to you.
You're listening to The Mixtape on RNZ National, and my guest today is Derek Jacobs from the band Kokomo, and that was one of his selections, Rock Bottom Riser from Smog, otherwise known as Bill Callahan. There's a beautiful piano part on that track too, and I believe that's Joanna Newsom, the harp player.
I think it is, yeah. They were an item for a while, I believe.
Yeah, I saw them play together, actually. They came to Auckland as a sort of double bill, probably around the time this album came out, actually. I was thinking about Bill Callahan. He's a real minimalist, isn't he?
Very much so, yeah. And I find that very appealing, the whole minimal thing. Every single note and every single word is essential, which, does concentrate things.
In a sense, it has something in common with the early country blues, doesn't it? It's not a huge amount of arrangement. There's something very stark. What the voice is saying is front and centre. And is,
yes, indeed. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, your next choice is more or less in the same sort of register as Bill Callahan, but it's a very different kind of voice, and that's Tom Waits. Now, someone put the question to me last night, who has more of a created persona, Tom Waits or Nick Cave? And this debate raged on for a while without reaching any sort of definitive conclusion. But both create at times not just a character in the song, but they use the voice that they're singing with to become the sort of voice of that character. Do you have a position on this? I was wondering.
Nick Cave or Tom Waits? I'd say probably Tom Waits is more created in terms of the music. I'm not sure about his general persona, but in terms of acting out songs in character, because I think where he takes it to is a step beyond Nick Cave in that he uses his instruments more impressionistically. Nick Cave has a band and they basically play the instruments, whereas Tom Waits adapts his instruments and sounds to create an atmosphere for the song which backs up that central character that he is in the song.
And
like this next song, which has just the I think it's just three instruments. It's a banjo and an upright bass and some percussion, but it gives a mood and a vibe to it which you wouldn't get if it was just a guitar tune.
Following James in the Tahoma, stick around and tell us all the tale. Well, I fell in love with a Gun Street girl, and I was dancing in the Birmingham jail, dancing in the Birmingham jail. $100 off a Slaughterhouse Joe. Bought a brand new Michigan 20 gauge. He got all liquored up on that roadhouse corn. Blew the hole in the hood of a yellow Corvette. A hole in the hood of a yellow Corvette. He bought a second hand over from a Cuban Chinese. Dyed his hair in the bathroom of a Texaco. With a pawn shop radio, 4:15. He left Walt Keegan at the slamming of the door. Left Walt Keegan at the slamming of the door. Said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never come home. I said, John. Kerosene, but he was blue as a robin's egg and brown as a hog. He said, out of circulation till the dogs get tired. Out of circulation till the dogs get tired. Shadow fix a toilet with an old trombone. He never get up in the morning on a Saturday. Sitting by the eerie with a bullwhip dog, telling everyone it's all it went that away, boys. Telling everyone it's all it went that away. Now the rain like gravel on an old tin roof. Burlington Northern pulling out of the world. Now a head full of bourbon and a dream in the straw. Happened of a blind man's cane. And he was pulling into Baker on the New Year's Eve. One eye on a pistol and the other on the door. One eye on the pistol and the other on the door. Miss Charlotte took the satchel down to Kingfish Rose. Snuggled in a brand new pair of alligator shoes. With a fireman's raincoat and a long yellow hair. Well, they tied her to a tree with a skinny millionaire. Tied her to a tree with a skinny millionaire. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home. I said, John. Never kiss a Gun Street girl again. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home.
Tom Waits with Gun Street Girl. It's one of the selections of Derek Jacobs, who's our guest today on the mixtape. That line, banging on the table with an old tin cup, and that's exactly the sound that you're hearing, isn't it?
It's what it sounds like. It's great, isn't it? The way he uses instruments just knocks me out. Fantastic. This is actually a song that was a big influence on me. Lots of his songs are. I get lots of ideas for writing songs from other songs, and certainly you can, I think, if you knew, hear bits of that tune in a number of Kokomo tunes. The other reason is that Gun Street Girl comes from Rain Dogs, which I think is one of the great albums ever made, and changed my life completely musically, but only because I was probably too slow to pick up on Tom Waits' previous one, Swordfish Trombones. And it was at that point with those albums that he reinvented himself, started using Harry Parcher's early American instruments, became an impressionist in his music, rather than just a piano balladeer. Every track had a different sound and a different style. Rain Dogs is just an outstanding album. It has such a breadth to it that I still listen to it regularly and am astounded. Yeah.
Now, I've seen Kokomo play a number of times over the years, but perhaps the place I've run into you most often has been, even more often than at Kokomo gigs, has been at Bob Dylan concerts. To my surprise, you haven't actually chosen a performance by Bob Dylan in this mixtape, but you have chosen a Dylan song and an amazing performance of it by another amazing artist, which we'll come to in a minute.
The problem with mixtapes is that you have to leave out so much, and I did stick with basically stuff I'm listening to at the moment, so hence there's been no Dylan, no Leonard Cohen. I mean, how do you leave out Sam Cooke and Billie Holiday? And I mean, there are just millions of thousands of great artists, but this is there because, well, I've been listening to it a lot and it just still amazes me.
When you're lost in Juarez and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through, don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They've got some hungry women there, and man, they'll really make a mess out of you. See St. Annie, tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move and my fingers are all in a knot, and I haven't got the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even say what it is I've got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English, she invites you up into her room, and you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And then she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Fortune or fame, you can take one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, you'd better go back to from where you came, because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. All the authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmail sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up my brother Carl, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a ghost. That's it, folks. That's it. Well, I started out on Burgundy, but soon hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind me when the game got rough. Ah, but the joke was on me. There's no one there even to bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough.
Well, in case you didn't guess, that's the incomparable Nina Simone and her version of Bob Dylan's Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, one of Derek Jacobs' selections in the mixtape today. And, yeah, that is an extraordinary performance, isn't it?
Yeah, my brother Carl.
Yeah.
Picking up my brother Carl, which just personalises the song in a way that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Or at one point she goes, that's it, folks. That's
I've
it.
Had enough.
Yeah. I mean, the song, in Dylan's lyric, he portrays this incredible sense of desolation. But Nina actually sounds like she's living it. I mean, she sounds like someone who's looked into the void. It's an amazing thing. What appealed to you about that? And why did you choose that of all the thousands of possible versions of Dylan songs?
Well, I remember this opening up the song for me. I knew the Bob Dylan version well before I heard Nina Simone, but I'd never really connected with it, apart from understanding, you know, it was a terrific song and I liked the lyric. But something about the way she sings it, as you say, it sounds like she's lived it. It makes it personal, it makes it real, and it makes it a story. Dylan, it doesn't sound so much like a story. It sounds like a bunch of verses. And still listening to it today, I get stuff out of her arrangement that it's just incredibly moving.
Time to move on to the next track, and this one requires a full disclosure from me. It's by a band that I was actually a member of for a long time, the Windy City Strugglers. So at the risk of a perceived conflict of interest, I'll let you introduce the song and the group and tell us why you've chosen it, Derek.
I've chosen it because the Windy City Strugglers are the gold standard of blues bands to ever come out of New Zealand, basically. And I've been influenced in listening to your group since Kokomo started. In fact, after the first two albums Kokomo made, which were traditional blues, the reason we then moved to playing original songs was we kept coming along and seeing you guys at gigs and thinking, what's the point of playing old music when the Strugglers are playing it so wonderfully well? It really didn't seem worthwhile. This particular, and I love the songwriting in the band as well, though. Bill Lake and Arthur Basting's songwriting in particular. It's everything I like about writing, which is intelligent and witty and, oh, it's just good writing. And this particular song is one of those. It's a song lots of people seem to ignore, and most of my friends didn't remember this tune. But it's just a sort of a madcap dash. I love the way the band are scrambling over each other. Andrew Delahunty's playing amazing guitar, but it sounds like they're all racing to get to the finish, and it's got this great lyric, which Bill sounds more and more desperate as he goes along, Bill Lake singing it. It's just wonderful.
This yogurt bag whiskey tastes like kerosene. If you only knew how long it's been. I dream of you in another place. The way your eyebrows climb your face. Come on, dear, won't you come and see me soon? Come on, me, won't you spare a thought for me? I got the shakes and I need some sympathy.
Come on, Ray, come and see me some old day. You change your hair, I hear you look okay. Well, I need some company, I do it for you if you and me. Come on, Ray, come and make my day. Lorelei, rescue me before I die. I'm stuck in here, you know the reason why. I don't blame you for nothing, no matter what the papers say. Lorelei, rescue me by Saturday. I miss your I miss your you know I do. Son, I just don't like your manner. You know, he didn't hesitate. He gave me four and then he made it eight. The jury, they all shouted out, Hosanna! Hey, come on, June. Come on, B. Come on, Ray. If you don't, when I get out, you'll pay. One of these days when I've done my time, I'm gonna look up some friend of mine. I mean that in the way. So just look out for me one sunny day.
You're listening to The Mixtape. I'm Nick Bollinger, and my guest here today is Derek Jacobs of the band Kokomo, sharing some of his favourites, some of his current listening, and some of his influences. Well, Guy Clark, the great Texan songsmith who died earlier this year. Now, he's left us a huge number of songs to choose from. Tell us about the song you've chosen, Derek, and why you've chosen this one.
Everyone in the band likes Guy Clark, and it's funny, some Mike Kirk, our guitar player, I was sitting down the other day, and he said he'd been listening to a lot of Guy Clark, and he said, it's really nice, listening to Guy Clark makes me feel normal again. And Mike's been going through a hard time, and I understand what he means. Guy Clark's like the guy you would most like to hang out with and have a beer in the world. You know, he just seems like the wisest, nicest guy you could meet. And his real genius, I think, is for taking everyday things and making them into poetry, but without you seeing how he's done it. It's the art that conceals art. And this song is the best example of that, really, I think, because it's called Stuff That Works. Now, if anyone proposed writing a song called Stuff That Works, as a songwriter, you just laugh at them. I mean, it's a particularly un-song-like idea. Yet Guy Clark takes that and not only paints pictures in the early verses and does literally sing just about stuff that works, but then he puts in a killer last verse about his wife, Susanna, and it just rips your heart out at the end of the song. It's, yeah, a true thing of beauty.
I got an old blue shirt and it suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. I got an old guitar, won't ever stay in tune. I like the way it sounds in a dark and empty room. I got an old pair of boots and they fit just right. Well, I can work all day and I can dance all night. I got an old used car and it runs just like a top. I get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse, but he always shows up when the chips are down. That's the kind of stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Crazy and paints like God. She's got a playground sense of justice, she won't take odds. I got a tattoo with her name right through my soul. I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
Guy Clark and Stuff That Works. You were talking, Derek, about Guy Clark's gift for turning the everyday language into poetry, and wondering, you know, he's got this invisible way of doing it. You don't know how he does it. And it struck me listening to that then, that chorus, Stuff That Works, he could actually be singing about songwriting. He's almost telling you what he does, you know.
Yes, yeah, quite right. I'd never thought of that before, but he certainly is. But it doesn't reveal what the trick is.
Your next selection's by a band I'd never heard, Model Trainwreck. Don't know anything about them. Where are they from? How did you come across them?
They're from Auckland. Well, I must reveal a little nepotism on my own here, actually. by complete coincidence, the singer, songwriter, guitar player in the band is my cousin, Chris Howard. Now, that has nothing to do with why I like them, though, because I don't really have much contact with most of my family aside from my brother and his partner. So when Chris came along to an album launch of ours at the King's Arms a couple of years ago for Bigger Than Brando, I didn't recognize him, of course, because I don't know who he is, and we swapped albums. His band had just got an album out, and I gave him one of ours. And I know so little about him that I then had to email him and say, listen, I'd really like to apologise for not paying more attention at family gatherings, but what do you actually do in the band? I had no idea that he was a singer, songwriter or guitarist, and being a modern album, it had no information on it. And the band are just brilliant. I've seen them live since then. They're a four-piece, and he's the most extraordinarily good songwriter. Every song on the album is a gem, and again, they're songs that are witty and literate and have great catchy hooks, and the whole band are great.
She's got those big round eyes.
Like a rabbit on
had one-eyed jacks. And when they found one letter on the railroad track, I knew Laura would not be back. Her dad put on a brave face and held his feelings in. The face in his mirror did not belong to him. Has anyone seen my Laura? Has anyone seen my Laura? Seems everybody wants a piece, but there's something buried underneath. There's something buried underneath the smell.
Model train wreck and Have You Seen My Laura? That's great. That's great stuff.
They are a fantastic band. And, of course, the Laura referred to is Laura Palmer from Twin Peaks, which immediately made me love the song.
This is The Mixtape. My guest today is Derek Jacobs, and we're coming to our last song. And appropriately, I think, you've chosen to end with a hymn, or sort of. This is a group that visited here a few years ago, and they were as disreputable on stage as they seem to be on record. The Alabama Three. I saw them at WOMAD. Did you see them?
I didn't see them at WOMAD. I saw them in Auckland at the Power Station, and they were just fantastic. Though it wasn't the full band. It was just the stripped-down touring trio.
Yeah, that's what I saw as well. But they still performed with... I mean, there might as well have been a full band there. You know, it was great.
And you're right. The attitude was pretty laid back about it, because when we were waiting, the guitarist wandered on stage and sat down and tuned up his guitar just in front of the crowd, rather than any roadies or anything. And then he wandered off again. And yeah, they were pretty laid back about things.
At WOMAD, they came on stage swigging champagne from the bottle, which seemed somehow kind of rather un-WOMAD-like, you know. It was.
That's great.
What's drawn you to this track, The Alabama Three and Peace in the Valley?
Well, it's from their first album, which is what made me fall in love with them. I've got all their albums since then. What's great about them is they manage to combine sort of blues, country, those sort of roots music for America with more modern dance floor. Now, their albums vary. Some are very dance floor and some are very roots, and some meet in the middle. And the first album, I think, was the perfect balance, and a few of their later ones have been too. So here they've taken, as you say, it's a traditional tune and chorus, but they've got extra lyrics. They've got a fantastic sort of dance floor groove to it. I really like it. It's the sort of direction we've been heading in the last year or so with the studio stuff we've been doing with Kokomo.
Let that light shine away.
You've been listening to The Mixtape on RNZ National. I'm Nick Bollinger, and my guest today has been Derek Jacobs from the band Kokomo. Thanks so much for coming in, Derek.
Hey, thank you for inviting me, Nick. It's been a bunch of fun.
I got ecstasy, but I need some company. You got that mystery, Lord, I need a plan. All I got is this compromise and a bag full of alibis. Lord, as empty as the bottle of whiskey in my shaking hand, there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow. 'Cause tonight we're gonna blow it all away. Lord, we feel so twisted, we ain't ever gonna fix it. We're just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day.
One more time for the people. It's gonna be
in the valley of tomorrow.
light to shine.